No place called home. Exposing the truth on Tower FM.
All this week, we've been looking at the wider issues surrounding homelessness within Bolton and Bury. Yesterday, we challenged the stereotypes.
They're on the streets because the drug is the drink.
Dirty, smelly, drug addicted.
Today, we speak to the professionals who say mental health is a huge issue among the homeless population.
No place called home. 107.4 Tower FM.
Many homeless people live in constant fear of physical attack, having the few belongings they own stolen, and also loneliness. As a result, mental health problems affect all homeless people in one way or another. That's according to Glenn Panter from the Greater Manchester Mental Health Team.
Someone with a mental health problem over a period of time might have disengaged from friends and family, had difficulty because of the symptomology in managing a tenancy, levels of paranoia that make them suspicious of lots of people. There are people who suspect that they're being followed by the Secret Service, people who think they have special powers and they're actually working for the government and they're looking for terrorists or whatever. So there's sort of like a delusional beliefs, you know, so it makes it very difficult for someone to settle in one place when they feel like that.
It's also a significant problem among ex-servicemen.
The homelessness within the veterans community is actually really quite high. We're looking at people that have suffered severe stress in their lives. It's very easy to teach somebody how to be a soldier over, let's say, 10 or 12 weeks or several years, but to teach somebody how to become a civilian and think differently, there is no course for that currently within the military.
Rob Paxman used to be in the SAS, and having experienced the effects of post-traumatic stress himself, he says his own therapy can help prevent homelessness.
People will come along on the courses and they go through the whole process. They come out the other end of it fine, well and healthy. That's the challenge, because this isn't possible, as far as we believe, with these trauma-focused therapies.
No place called home. 107.4 Tower FM.
The homeless mortality rate is also a real concern among doctors.
Obviously, you have common health problems like increased rates of chest infections, abscesses of joint problems, of back pain, and those more minor health problems that people get, just like anybody else, but they are more common. They are a population that has a high level of disease, a high level of morbidity and mortality. They're a population where there is a lot of health problems compared to the general population. The average age of death of a rough sleeper is still only 47 in the UK. If you compare that to the general population's norms, that's a long way behind.
Tomorrow, we'll be looking at what's next. Can we overcome the issue? And what's being done by the local authorities?
If their circumstances are sad enough that they're there against their will and they really do want to get off the street, then actually I think we should do everything we can to get them off the street.
No place called home. A Tower FM new special. Find out more and listen again at towerfm.co.uk.